Hello there. I am Pinker. I am an artist, mom, and creative business owner. I hope to empower you to follow your heart and take action with clarity and consistency. Welcome to the Thriving Woman Artist Podcast.
Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
It's a new episode. Today we're going to welcome Diamita. I hope I pronounce your name all right. Welcome to Thriving Woman.
Oh, everything right. Yes. Hello.
Yes. We are recording. It's in windy Dutch weather. It's cold here, but we are in a very cozy studio. I'm now in my husband's studio. It's a music recording studio. And I know Daya for a long time. Actually, we have communication. I have been to your studio, by the way, during the COVID time, once.
Yeah, but I wasn't there, so we were in the same place, but didn't meet each other.
Yes, and I always want to invite you to the show. And finally, you are here. Thank you for making time.
Thank you for invitation.
Yes, and a lot I admire far away on your Instagram. I see all the beautiful watercolor landscape, city landscape. And tell us a little bit about your personal journey, artistic journey, please. And we would like to know.
Oh, that's interesting because my artistic journey started at the school. Mm-hmm. When I was 10, I went to art class in my gymnasium. And a few times just I met my schoolmate and she said, oh, you was so bad painter in the school. Because when I joined this class, everybody are already studied maybe 2 years. And they came to this class in the middle of year, and maybe I was the worst student there. So, but I love to draw, I love to paint, and I spend a lot of time with these things. And after I had a master's in design, because my parents decided to, they thought that art is not good profession, that I will be hungry, without money, like homeless. Like usually people imagine artistic life. So when they said you should go to university to study design, say, okay, it's very close to art. But in my students' time, I spent all my time with the drawing and painting. I came to university at 9 a.m. and I finished my drawing sessions at 10 p.m. So, and it was a big problem with my main profession because teachers started asking me, you are studying design, not art. You should change the university. I said, yes. But I graduated it. And I couldn't find a job as an artist because what you can do, it wasn't so popular this time. Usually, like popular with adult people, like now illustration you and art and watercolor, you can do many courses and many things. This time when I graduated, it was not so popular and I could teach children, but I didn't have education like a teacher and it was a big problem. And I could work like artist, but nobody need artist like artist. So I think, okay, I should tried to work as a designer, and I understood that I don't have enough knowledges and don't have enough experience like designer. And I got one more program. It was a super nice British School of Art and Design. They had a campus in Moscow, and they did super nice short courses. Like it was like 1 week intensive course with super professionals from the design area, from illustration, and it was really super nice designers and artists and art directors. So I got 2 courses there, and it made me more powerful in design. And 5 years or 6 years, I worked as designer. I worked in advertising design, but I didn't like it at all, a lot. I tried to do my best, but my soul was with paintings. And one day I did one design project. I did advertising for one monastery. They needed to make design for a touristic agency, like to I needed to make a plan of monastery and pick buildings, what you can find here, like map. And I needed to make a logotype and everything. And they didn't have good quality photos and pictures. I say, I can't do, you cannot print it after on the paper or on the like big size. You should send me better quality pictures. They say, no, we don't have, we are a monastery. What we can do? We don't have staff to make good pictures. I say, okay. And they decided to paint it.
Yes, also.
I had watercolor. I think, okay, I will do everything like illustration style. And I create logotype, like watercolor angel. It was nice. And I mixed everything. And I painted this view, top view of this monastery. It was nice. But before I didn't like watercolor in university. I hated watercolor because I didn't know about good quality materials. We painted watercolor on a big size a paper. It was paper for graphic without texture. It was cellulose paper, not thick, and everything was horrible. And we didn't study the way how to paint watercolor. It was layer, washed it out, one more layer, and everything became super dirty. And oh my God, it was horrible. And I did this project in watercolor, but more fresh, like illustration. And I think, no, I want to paint more. And I went to paint a plein air. I painted outside. And I understood that I don't have enough skills with watercolor. And in few time, I found one workshop of one Chinese artist, Qin Chun Wei. He came to Moscow with a, do you know him?
Yes, I not go to went to his workshop, but I admire all different landscape watercolor artists.
So he's super great artist, and he came to Moscow with a workshop. I came there and I understood that exist another materials, pigments in tubes, cotton paper, and different brushes, not only squirrel soft brush, and you should do everything with this one brush. And he opened like new world to me. And you know, he's very powerful person with a good mood, with a good energy. And he spread this energy around like, yes, you can do this. And he came to me, say, oh, you paint very well. What do you do for your like your job? I say, I work as designer. He said, oh my God, this is horrible. I say, really? Why? He said, I worked as designer half of my life and I know that's horrible. You should do what people say you must to do. He say, I hate it. Now I'm an artist and I can do what I want and give to people what I want to show and to give them. Yes, that's true. Continue painting.
That was how many years ago? That was how many years ago you get advice from him?
I think maybe 9 years ago.
Wow. We're going to share in the show notes the artist's name and
yes, he's a great artist. And one thing he said, I say the same to my students, and because I remember it. He said, I ask my students all the time, how do you think? Are you genius? And usually they say, who, me? Oh, no, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. He said, how you can answer? I'm not. If you don't think that you're a genius, how other people will think it about you?
Oh, I like it. I like it.
Great. And he said, see, I am a genius artist and I'm a genius teacher. He made, during his painting, he did one stroke, brush stroke, like shuk. And look at this genius brush stroke. Look, how is it beautiful? And it was so nice because it's when you are studying, that's super important because usually we fix our attention on the things what we did wrong. Like, here, maybe here, okay, but this part I don't like, this I don't like, this is not good.
Yeah.
But if you change this way and you will think maybe this part is not good enough, but this brush stroke is genius.
Yes.
You can go further. You can You can be more powerful and you can keep better mood during your painting, during your studying and painting. That's
Yes, he help you to find your potential. He exaggerating the potential because that is unlimited. That is the, you know, you can, because most of us are, we always focus on our weak points. And then the more we look at it, the more look at the picture that we are not good at. And then we would demotivate. And then, yes, I'm not good enough. You know, I always have people better than me. But then you look at your good things, then you want to do another good things, another good things. It's like a very good reaction of a good stroke and motivate you to try new things. And otherwise you look at the weak things and yeah, I'm always make mistakes. And then maybe you know, what is a mistake for painting?
yes, and it is great because I started tell it to my students as well, because people don't think like this usually, but it's so easy to change this way.
I love
And
it.
you know, when I started to try more and more paint, my first watercolors was not good.
I want to see
And I will show you later. And what I started to do, for example, I painted one artwork and I think, oh, I don't like this, I don't like this, but this part I like. I started cut it and make like small postcards with small pieces with parts what I really like. Maybe it's one figure or one window in the building or something
Oh.
like sometimes, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger all
Oh,
the
that's
time.
wonderful.
Yes, that's nice, because usually when we start, we think, oh, I will make mistake. What we are afraid? It's just piece of paper.
Yes.
What we can do worse?
Yeah.
Every stroke, what we put there, it will be better than
Yes.
empty paper. You
Yeah.
will, I don't know, lose 3 euro to this paper. That's not so big problem like we create in our head, and
Yeah.
it usually blocks our power to continue our improvement.
Yeah. And also a lot of people, when they come to paint, they always have like a masterpiece in their minds. And it's so interesting that you take that out. You don't like expect, I always like trust your journey and then just concentrate one stroke at a time. And you don't need to paint for whole flower. Just paint one leaf on the other separate paper. Paint one petal. When you have the skills, and then the rest is easy. You can like first make your bricks and then the whole architecture and the whole building will be another problem.
Yes,
And I
and
really
don't
love
compare your painting with others or with the
no.
another artist's painting.
Yeah. And then so your journey started, that moment is like aha moment for you. Like that's more than design. That's something you really want to do, that moment from the Chinese art class, from the Chinese painting class.
I think my professional watercolor journey started with this artist. Yes, with this workshop.
Is
Because
that
after that, I started think to change this design profession to the art profession. After his words, I started think a bit more and more and more and more.
wow, wonderful. I think a lot of artists are gonna quit their not nice job and keep on find something they resonates them and something they stop them because their mindset. But don't quit the job yet. We don't encourage you quit your whatever you're doing now. Save up first. Don't quit everything yet, okay? Do you along the way of your artistic journey, do you have faced some challenges in your creative creation or any challenges? What seems like now you have the power, but there is some challenges along the way, or you say, oh, I don't
I
have
think
much
I have
challenges.
choices every day.
Challenges every day. Oh my God, yes. Sometimes are smaller, sometimes are bigger. Indeed, yeah. Maybe name one or two specific if you can think of.
Maybe like this, my biggest challenge was when I gave birth, when my son was born. I went to hospital, and at home I prepared my table with paper, with brushes, and in my head I think, I will come back home, he will sleep nearby me, and I will paint. But my world was broken because he was crying during 3 years. And I tried to find way how to paint. It was very challenging.
Yeah.
But I think when you love to do something, that's not like really challenge to you. It's like part of your life.
That's right.
You,
And
I don't feel that.
how did you over, sorry, I interrupted you. How did you overcome? How did you find time to do it?
When you don't have enough time, you start to make more, like feel more value every minute. Oh, I have 3 minutes. I can do this. I can do this. This 5 minutes. When you have unlimited free day time, you don't do nothing because you think, oh, a lot. I will drink tea. I don't know, watch a movie, and I will do something else. And you create many things to do. And at the end, you feel like, oh, I spent whole day for nothing.
I
But
know
when you have
that.
very, very busy schedule, you can spend every minute for good things.
Yes, I love
Like with my son, I don't know, my mother came, okay, give baby to her, and now I will paint a little bit 1 hour, or he fall asleep. Oh, now I have 20 minutes, I will paint, and like
Oh
this.
my gosh. It's so good because a lot of artists they say, where, how do you find time? And I always think there's always time. You can squeeze some time. Even you're waiting for the bus or the metro, you can do
Yes,
something
that's true.
sketch.
Make sketches. Yes. Even when you're in the metro, you can make sketches of different persons there.
This life model in front of you. I go to a cafe sometimes, I drink something, and then I say, wait a moment, I don't feel like drinking. The tea is getting cold, and then I just do the sketch. Thank you. Thank you.
Because you like it and you don't feel like it's a special thing for what you have to find extra time.
No.
I think like that with the sport. I hate to go to the gym and all the time I think, oh, I don't have enough time. But of course I can do exercises at home or every minute when I have free, I don't know, 3, 5 minutes, I can do some exercises. But I don't like it and I try to explain to my head, no, don't do it. We don't have enough time.
Sports school like us because we pay for this membership but we never show up. No. So interesting. Maybe next year now we're gonna do more sport. And can you also elaborate? Do you collaborate with other artists? And what does collaboration mean to you?
Collaboration. I don't know. I how we, it's not like collaboration to create some artworks. I do more collaboration in my studio. Like I invite different artists to make workshops. That's super nice because in Russia watercolor is very popular. So many people paint watercolor and it's super modern wave. And when I moved here, I understood that nobody know about watercolor. Even when I started make workshops, people started to ask, oh, just watercolor, do you have acrylic or oil paintings?
Yeah.
Just watercolor. Okay, we can try. We never tried it. And started come more and more and more people who started try watercolor in my studio. They say, oh, that's so nice. We thought that's the most difficult technique, but it's so interesting. And my dream is to make watercolor paintings more popular in Netherlands, because in other countries like in Italy or in China, it is super popular and a lot of artists. And here, not like that. I
Let's
want
make
to
it a word.
create.
Yeah, let's make
I
the
want to
watercolor
create.
popular here in Holland, in the
Yes, I want to
Netherlands.
create watercolor like community here in
Yes, let's
Holland.
do
Oh,
that.
nice to organize plein airs like art festivals, watercolor festivals.
Let's
So
do
I
that.
started. I won't. It's my plan.
Yeah, let's find a location.
I started to invite different artists from different part of the world to make workshops, and they started to get more and more students. That's nice. So I collaborate with them like that. I invite them like teachers to my studio.
Yeah, I think that's good. That's kind of collaboration you need. And also you can learn from the best of the best. And meanwhile, you can also learn the techniques and also meanwhile how you organize a different kind of skill set. And
You mean to organize and to be a painter?
yeah, and then it's kind of like you're also learning the skills from the masters from different international well-known artists. And meanwhile, you organize things for them, and also it's organizing is totally different skill set than the creative side. It's also quite it's quite challenging at the beginning. You have to do everything, and people coming from different countries. It's t totally different skill set. I'm not so good at it yet.
So me too, because when I created the studio, it wasn't only make a workshop. It was a huge part of administrative work to make a schedule, to create invoices and accounting and everything, everything. I think it's even bigger than workshops. So with the studio, I started to make like business. So before I thought it's not about me at all, because I'm so bad. I can't concentrate when I see this Excel or something. I'm still doing voices in Adobe Illustrator.
Yeah, I recognize now because I just have a studio outside my house, and what you're describing, like you won't have a studio work, but then instead of working, you have a lot of time, like at least 40% of my time doing administrative things and non-creative related. But it's also, I think it's there's a choice we made, it's means there is business going on, but it's you can the time you're painting, you don't need to worry about paying the rent because there is income coming in. But on the other hand, we also need to spend, be careful, sorry, be careful with the time because we have less time to do creative work because there's some email to answer and some invoice to send out or pay, So we each time for us, each hour is very precious. So I don't want to take too long for your time as well. I want you to go back to your work. So maybe can you lead us through how you balance your life and life with work? Because you have studio in Amsterdam, you work in I know you live in different city. So how you balance your life and work in
I don't have balance.
You work too much.
Work too much, but I don't feel that it's like 100% of my time that's work.
No.
Because I love to do that. And when I'm painting, what is it? Rest or work?
Oh,
It's for
yeah.
my work. It's for my work, but it's so big pleasure to me. And how I can
Yeah.
account it, like what? I can paint at the studio, came back home and continue paint here, like rest. I don't know how. Maybe from outside it looks like not balanced, like, oh, you're working all the time, but I don't know, somebody is watching TV when they have rest. I paint after work, and for me this rest.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. It's kind of like you really want it, but sometimes I also when I recognize it from you, yeah, much younger version of me. I really enjoy it. But I don't see it's a work because things you enjoy is
but
very
it
good.
is. But it is your work.
Yeah, it is my work, but I don't see it's a work. I feel like it. Yeah, I just put my ideas out there and just slowly doing something on the paper, and then coming out something, and then look at the time. Oh, now it's 12 o'clock in the middle of night. So I need to get some sleep, So I recognize that. Yeah, I'm also like welcome to the messy creative club because I also unbalance with life and work. But I'm learning to get better a bit because one day my daughter told me, and then I saw in a Christmas card, my picture should draw a Christmas celebration. Mama is not there. And I realized, okay, there's a little message here. Mama is always working. Christmas time is also not there. So I start realize maybe I have to balance a little bit to.
Yes, but it's not easy to find a balance. And even when you have your own like business, like studio,
Yeah.
like you said, you have a lot of administrative things, and because it's not about your artistic soul, you spend more time to do this work. Maybe somebody who likes to work with administration, they can do it better and faster.
Yeah.
But it's a next step of improvement my business to get more money and to find like assistant who will make all these administrations.
Yeah. Yeah, I
I
don't
can
like
become more.
administration. I now hire my colleague to do it 2 days a week. You don't need to find somebody work full time 5 days a week. You start with 1 day or 2 days a week. And I feel so happy. She's so happy and she's doing everything. Feel so proud what she did. I feel so happy because the things
You don't need
I really suck with administration. I even like password, bank account detail, password. Don't ask me. I have to call John. Like, John, do you know what this is, bank credit card? What is my password? You know, I'm all like a really messy.
Yes, I'm absolutely the same.
So, all right. So, how did you find your creative voice and your own, like you work with your own tribe, you know, because when I first start this creative business, it's very difficult to like, you want to fit in the style. And then meanwhile, I will struggle, but how did you find your creative voice? And this always kind of one kind of way of painting, you always like it, you keep on doing it, refine it. Or you say, oh, that's the style, I like it, and I try a different way of painting. How does it work for you?
I think it's happening. It's just happening when you do, when you paint. I visited a lot of workshops. I was so interested how different artists are painting. And first, what you can do, you start to copy the way, you know, during workshop, how they paint. But not everything what you like to, what I understood for me, not everything what you like to see, like, I like this artist, I like this artist. It's not like you want to paint, because I don't know, for example, oh, I like Van Gogh style or another artist, I like style. But when I start to paint with this way, I don't like it from myself. Or maybe, oh, I love colors of Monet, but I want to paint more bright colors. It goes from out from you something. When you start to try, you can find the way what you like more. You first, you know, I love so much exposition in Van Gogh Museum
Yes.
here in Amsterdam, because they made it not only his artworks. There are his paintings and paintings of artists who influenced to him. And you can see all this way how he explored his technique, because he tried to paint, like, I don't know, pointillism, and he made dot 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 dot, and it's bigger, 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 because he couldn't make this so small dot. Maybe he didn't have enough patience, and because he is not like this, he tried, okay, he started move further, tried to another technique, and it works like that. You should be inspired, you can try, and you step by step you explore what you want to do, how you like your way.
Fantastic. Yeah, I like it because a lot of people get inspired, and I notice they keep on get inspired. They just copy exactly the same and they put on there. That's their work. But I say, you can get inspired, but you need to develop further. You have your own kind of signature, you know, then you'll be proud. And next
but
time,
you can just copy.
No.
I don't know. Everybody will see that this copy of another
exactly.
artist. And
yeah.
I think in a few time, maybe first time, they are having a good mood because they painted something good, like another artist. But in the future, I think for really artistic persons, it will not be good enough.
No.
Because they want to say something from themselves, not to be compared with another artist.
Yeah. And a lot, you build a confidence by doing your own thing instead of number two of other. Yeah, you're always number one, be you. And there's a lot of other, you know, other people already taking, and then there's you. And then you need to cherish the skills you had before. But there's always something you can, you know, something you have already, and then plus some skills you can learn. And then make a new combination of new skills. I always like the combination of new skill set. like with my watercolor and a calligraphy. Then I can make some calligraphy with my watercolor, and I like bright color. So then it's your signature, and then you have ownership, like certain confidence, and you can, with this confidence, you can develop different projects. Otherwise, you always have to see the reference, what other people do. And then you have less, I'm not sure for how other people do it. I feel I will have less confidence if I keep on looking at other people and then have to reference from others, get inspired, and then I do my work. But instead, I come from what I want to do or what resonates you, and then work on the skills, try out, try and fail, and try different way, try different, if you fix with more media, and then it's always always good. So what are you working right now, and what do you see yourself 12 months from now on? It's almost second last question.
From now, I want to make more powerful my business. I want to make it like art school, and I want to invite more artists, maybe not watercolor, but close to watercolor, like illustrations or different techniques, because it's so nice to see people in your space who are inspired, who are studying new skills, and everything is crossing. I think when you, like you said, you can make watercolor with calligraphy, and it's so nice when you have different skills and you can combine it in your artworks. I think that's great, like sketching. And so my dream is to have full schedule 5 days in a week full of students who come to the studio and paint and draw and explore new techniques.
I see
And
you
of
have a big building with 50 students in your studio. I
that's
see
great.
that. I vision that not for you. Wonderful. I like it. So what advice, last but not least, what advice can you give to a starting startup artist?
Don't lose motivation and think that your brush strokes, these brush strokes is genius.
That's good one. That's really
Yes.
good.
My advice is to, of course, you can't when you just start something, that's not easy. And all the time we compare us with a teacher or with another great artist, but it's nice to keep it like point of your destination. But during the way, you have to find something good for your soul to continue to keep motivation and to continue do what you do. And that's why words of this Ching Chun Wei, this artist, are so important.
Yes, we're gonna definitely put this artist in the show notes, and now everyone like, who this artist changed your whole your life.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And where can people find you and follow your work? When can they find you? Maybe can you
I
share?
have a website, mittastudio.nl, and I have links to Instagram, Daria Mitta there, and Mittastudio also. I have two pages on Instagram
We're gonna put everything on the show notes. So
and
you're gonna follow follow her classes. Maybe they can come to Amsterdam. Yeah, in the middle of the center, it's easy to travel to get to Amsterdam, like combination of tourists plus study from I really couldn't pronounce it. Dia? Daya?
Daria, yes,
Daya,
Daria.
yeah. Follow your class, and also she also invite international well-known watercolor artists from all over the world to come to paint in her studio. So lovely to see your blooming, your creative business, and I really love your color, your humor, and I really enjoyed the conversation today with you. So
Thank you
thank you
so
so
much.
much, and
Invitation
for
was
the
great. It was my first experience to make interview like this. So
Yes, and I think we're gonna meet up more often in the future, and I would invite you to come to my studio in the future, and maybe we can organize something together and
will
see
do.
different side of Amsterdam. Let's say Amsterdam North, but let's talk about more, and I wish you and the rest of the listener have a very happy 2024. And
Thank you
let's
so much.
make a new New Year special. And thank you for listening. If you like this podcast, you can share with your friend or give us a review or follow Daya, and then let's come back for more. And thank you for listening. Goodbye for now. Bye bye.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Please check out our show notes or our website, thrivingwomanartist.com. If you like this podcast, please write a review. See you next week.